It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Two people were killed in separate hit-and-run crashes in Philadelphia early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
In both these cases, police say the victims were crossing the street when they were hit, and both times the drivers just sped off. The first incident happened about 1:30 in the morning on 63rd Street close to Lancaster Avenue in Overbrook. Police say a man was trying to cross when he was hit by a driver, possibly in a white SUV. The 67-year-old victim died at the hospital. Then an hour later, here at Levick and Edmund Streets in Tacony, not far from 995 and just a few blocks away from Torresdale Avenue, police say a speeding SUV hit a woman as she was crossing the street. She was hit with such force that she was knocked out of her shoes, was sent flying a few hundred feet, and was killed. As for the driver, witnesses tell police that person was in a dark-colored, maybe a black SUV, again going really fast down Levick, which is a one-way street. Anyone with info about these two deadly hit-and-runs is asked to call Philly police. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are looking for the shooter or shooters who killed a man and injured two other people in Frankfort last night. It happened around 9:45 outside an apartment building at Arrett and Leeper Streets. Here's Chief Inspector Scott Small.
Getting information that all three were together at the intersection of Arrett and Leeper, standing on the sidewalk, just hanging out, when a shooter came up, fired at least 11 shots, because we found 11 spent shell casings.
Police haven't been able to identify the man who was killed, but they think he was the intended target because he was hit multiple times. A 37-year-old man was shot in the stomach. He's in critical condition. And a 40-year-old woman was shot once in the leg. She's stable. Investigators are looking at surveillance video from the apartment building to try and identify a suspect. A 40-foot-tall statue of a naked Donald Trump is stopping traffic in Kensington. KYW Sheridan Howard reports it's the talk of the town.
How did you hear about it?
It's all over Facebook. Look, I'm actually calling my dad now so he can see it.
My buddy was riding the L and said he thought he was tripping, so I came over, and it's real.
It sure is. That's Ruby from North Philly and Chris from Fishtown. They stood in amazement looking up at a 43-foot-tall, 10-feet-wide statue of former President Donald Trump, depicted as a naked baby or a nude marionette, held up by a crane in an empty lot along the 3700 block of Kensington Avenue.
Only in Philly.
But it's not just Philly. The statue's a part of the crooked and obscene tour traveling across the country, appearing in cities like Detroit, Michigan, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Madison, Wisconsin. The goal, the creators say, is to provoke conversation about politics and leadership. But is it working? Ruby and Greg, they're talking.
I'm still going to vote for Trump.
Trash. That's what he is. He's trash. Get out of here.
And Chris says it's Philly. He'd be surprised if it made it to its next destination.
I'm just wondering if it's going to make it through the night here.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Get your turntable ready. You're now able to pre-order the third in what's expected to be the final Eagles Christmas album. It's called A Philly Special Christmas Party. Here's producer and former Eagle Connor Barwin.
Just as fun as the first two. It's gotten bigger, more people involved.
The record again features Jason Kelsey, Jordan Mailata, and Lane Johnson. It has 12 songs, including three originals, one of which has dropped. It's called It's Christmas Time in Cleveland Heights. It includes Boys to Men and Kelsey's brother, Travis. Proceeds for the vinyl go to Children's Crisis Treatment Center and CHOP. The first two albums raised more than $4 million combined. Here's producer Charlie Hall from The War on Drugs.
Both CCTC and CHOP are doing incredible work. And so, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer as sort of like when you think about like impact.
You can order the LP at the album's website, phillyspecialchristmas.com. The full album will be available on digital platforms November 29th. And this Sunday, the Eagles will face a guy whose statue is outside the link. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
Week 9 of the NFL season, the 5-2 Eagles hosting Doug Peterson's 2-6 Jacksonville Jaguars.
That place is always going to be, you know, one of the spots for me, you know, that enjoy going back to.
Peterson, of course, coaching the Eagles to that Super Bowl 52 championship. However, it's a rough season for his current squad. Despite that, Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown not taking them for granted.
We're not looking at a record. I'm not looking at a record. It's an NFL team. They got professionals just like we do.
And as far as that statue of Peterson and Nick Foles outside of the link, Peterson does not plan on visiting it this weekend.
Because it's on the other side of the stadium.
Walk around there.
It's true. You want me to tailgate too and just say hi to people? Yeah, exactly. No, I have not even seen the statue in person.
Sunday's kickoff is at 4:05.
Flyers host Boston tomorrow at 1, while the Sixers entertain the Grizzlies tomorrow night at 7:30. That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.